Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and we are now 2 weeks away from the on-air fun drive, which starts February 6th at 6 a.m. And right now, we're trying to raise $500,000 on our lockbox, Alan. I see the total right now, $364,453.
Look, the whoosh is beginning. Obviously, people know and treasure what they're getting here, that this is a community that has built something by itself. Now, we have about $140,000 to go. We have 2 weeks to do it in. I don't know if we can do it. I know we have to do it. The Breitbart people and others are saying that they're going to privatize the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which I assume means privatizing the public radio stations and public television stations. Will they get away with it? Well, they've tried it before, but they haven't. But they may well get away with it this time. And it all depends, as we see these polls coming out for Trump, how low he gets in the polls, David. And if he gets into the 20s, last thing I saw was in the 30s. If he gets into the 20s, there are going to be a lot of Republican congressmen who have to defend their seats who are going to say, this isn't good, and I have to show that I can resist on some levels. It may well be the humanities people, or the arts people, or the public broadcasting people, but that's what you have to keep your eye on. And that's why so many people tell me that they're writing every day to congresspeople, but most especially to the Republican Congress people, because if they're in a competitive district, they're going to have a rough time. And David, you got it, WAMC.org, if you're with us. David, I was observing Roselle was marching in the great demonstration in New York City. It apparently was the largest worldwide demonstration ever, and especially in this country. Donald Trump decided that he was going to bust a gasket over reports about how many people came to the inauguration. It looked bad. I saw a report on CNN, which a reporter talked to some of the Trump people. They said that was a mistake. They should never have gotten into that. You know, you can tweet your heart out, David, when it's a matter of running for president. But when you are, in fact, the president, a different kind of style is expected from you. And we saw Trump last night on the television appearing to be a lot more somber. But I don't think these guys are ready for primetime television yet. And sending Spicer out, the press guy, to yell and scream about how unfair the press is. And then I heard Trump say, they'll be sorry. Whoa, wow. And that's what I'm worried about. Now, when others have come to power, the first thing they've done is to shut down the radio stations and to shut down the newspapers. But boy, that's scary.
And what about the speech itself on Friday? Many around the world, internationally, took it as aggressive toward the rest of the world and isolationist in terms of America first that Trump was calling for. And we've been hearing from various countries about how they may have to step up.
Well, how some of them may have to step up and some of them may replicate what's going on here. You see Marine Le Pen going to Germany and giving a very right-wing speech. You see nationalistic forces in many of these countries now stepping up and saying, nuts to the European Union and we have to keep these other people out. A very anti-immigrant stance. We see Mrs. May coming over to the United States to visit with Trump, and the Brexit example is being shown around the world. So not only are there forces who are saying we may have to step up, but there are also forces in most of those countries, David, which are saying not us, or we don't want to let these people in. And so this stuff is contagious.
The issue of medical aid and dying. New York State today, Senator Dianne Savino plans to hold a press conference to announce the reintroduction of the Medical Aid in Dying Act on both legal and moral grounds. Certainly not everybody supports this. We've seen this issue before, most notably with Dr. Kevorkian, but your thoughts on that?
Well, I've always been for this. I mean, I know that we put our animals out of pain when they're in great pain. And to me, I know what I would want. However, when we see the kinds of problems that emerge, you don't have to watch too much Law and Order to know that there will always be some unethical people who will throw grandma from the train. That's what you worry about. So it's always a matter of having the right kinds of protections, the number of doctors, the number of signatures, the number of nurses. So if it's done, it's got to be done right.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Speaking of right, keep our independence. Get to that lockbox, WAMC.org.
Now more than ever, David, now more than ever, we need everybody into that lockbox, WAMC.org. It's the magic phrase.
Thank you.